Avram Avinu. We all know Avram Avinu was, we know, the first Jew. He was one of the first of the Ovos. And we all know the famous Rambam. The Rambam talks about the process of how Avodah Zarah came into the world, what happened exactly, why people started serving the sun and the stars and the moon, how Avram Avinu came along. Rambam talks about Avodah Zarah. And then there's a famous Ravid. The Ravid said, why was it that Shem Ve'Eved didn't get involved? The Kesef Mishnah answers. Kesef Mishnah answers that, of course, Shem Ve'Eved were involved, but they were involved in their own yeshiva, didn't go out there and open up a kiruv center that went roving from town to town, from city to city. A Jew, says the Kesef Mishnah, is Avram Avinu, who went along, and he was machriz. He announced from place to place. He went and made a revolution, didn't allow people to come to him, he went out to teach. Okay? So that was Avram Avinu. Avram Avinu was a paradigm of Jewish identity, the idea of going out and spreading the word. Okay? Now, I want to give the idea of this week's parasha, I want to work the focus on the idea, the focus on Kiruv. Avram Avinu is all about Kiruv. Avram Avinu is all about the ideas of the Makar of other people. Avram Avinu was Meisa Nefesh for Kiruv. Avram Avinu was somebody who worked his whole life. His everything was all about bringing in Kovod Shemayim. And how does that affect us? And how does that affect the world around us? Okay? There is a fascinating Gemara in Psochin Daf Kuf Yud Zayin on the base. The Gemara says as follows. Omer Rishimon Ben Lokish. Ve'es Cholagoy Godol. The Pasuk says over here in the beginning of Lech Lecha. Lech lecha me'artzcha m'ladcha beis avicha. Leave your home and the Eretz Asher Echo to land I will show you. Ve'eschol l'goy gadol, I will make you to a great nation. Ve'avarechcha, and I will bless you. Ve'gadol shmecha, and make your name great. Ve'heyei bracha, and you shall be the bracha. On that the Gemara says in Avi Psochim, in Daf Kuf Yud Zayin, Omer Shimon ben Lakish, ve'eschol l'goy gadol, I will make you to a great nation. Famous Gemara. Zer sho'imrim elkei Avram. Eschol gogodol, that's what we say in Shemona Esrei Lekei Avram. Va'avorechecha, and I will bless you. Zehu sho'imrim Elekei Yitzchok. That's Elekei Yitzchok. Va'agadlo shemecha, and I'll make your name great. Zehu sho'imrim Elekei Yaakov. That's why we say Lekei Yaakov. So this pasuk is telling us really the makeup, the breakdown of the first bracha in Shemona Esrei. So by the way, if you want to see a fantastic pirush of how these things come together, and Posh Peshat of the first bracha of Shuah Bon Prayer, and it's a beautiful piece. What's the Kei Avram? What does he represent? And the Kei Yitzchok, what does he represent? And the Kei Yaakov. We'll be touching this a little bit later. But he has a beautiful, beautiful Peshat. Look over there, it's absolutely fantastic. But anyway, carries on the Gemara, Yochel Yehichis Mekulam, which means, since in the bracha of Shemana Esrei says the Kei Avram, the Kei Yitzchok, the Kei Yaakov, perhaps when you get to the end of the bracha, Ashvi Chaisin Bekulam, Ashle Borachato Hashem, Mogen, Avram, Yitzchok, Yaakov. Says the Gemara, no. Tamad Leima, Heye Baracha. Hashem says, you'll be the Baracha. Bacho Chaisin, I will make you the Chasima, Vein Chaisin Bekulam, and I'll not make the Chasima with the others. In other words, all it will say is, Borachato Hashem, Mogen, Avram. It'll not say, Borachato Hashem, Mogen, Avram, Yitzchok, Yaakov. Asks anyone, we've been working on this piece of Gemara. Wow, thank you, Hashem. You know, what does Avram Avinu care if it says Baruch Atah Hashem Mogen Avram Yitzchok and Yaakov? What difference does it make to him? Must have been a limelight. Hashem says, Avram Avinu, I'm going to give you an unbelievable bracha. Not only are you going to be great, I'm going to involve your children and grandchildren in the first bracha of Shemona Esrei. But you know what? Don't worry too much. When he gets to the end of the bracha, B'chocha Yismin, he'll say Mogen Avram, or not mention your children and grandchildren. Let him mention my children and grandchildren. Baruch Hashem, Mogen Avram, Yitzchok, and Yaakov. Avram is going to get any. He's going to get offended if he mentions Yitzchok and Yaakov. On the contrary, what can be better than bringing his children and grandchildren into the end of the bracha? So what's this Bechocha Yisim? What's the idea behind that? So the Bnei Yisoscha says that this. Bnei Yisoscha says that Avram, Yitzchok, and Yaakov represented three parts of the Jewish hashkofa of what the world stands on. Avram Avinu obviously represented chesed. Gemilas chasodim, chesed. Avram Avinu was a paradigm of chesed. Yitzchok represented avodah. the Yerushalayim. It was Avodah. We don't see very much about Yitzchak Bechlal in the Torah. Yitzchak is mentioned very, very little. And even if you do mention him, it's mentioned about interesting things about wells and digging them and not digging them. It's a very, very, he's a very mysterious person, because that was Yitzchak's Avodah. Yitzchak's Avodah was not outside doing Kiruv. He was a very, very private person working in Yerushalayim, which is something which is internal. Okay? So Yitzchak is Avodah. And Yaakov Avinu, well, what you call the Bechir HaOvis, the Ovis that perfected himself, that was Torah. Yaakov Avinu was learning Shem Ve'eva, he was Torah. So there's Torah, there's Avodah, and Gemunas Chasodim. Okay? Says the Bnei Yisoschot, that in the time when Klal Yisrael were doing well, in the time of the Gemara, in the time of the Nevi'im, in the time of the generations where the Torah was flourishing, there were three parts of Klal Yisrael doing phenomenally well. Torah was doing well, there was Yaakov doing well, there was Yitzchak doing Avodah, the shuls were full, the Kabbonos were being burned, everything was going well, Chesed, phenomenal. Everything was going well, there's a Lekei Avram, there's a Lekei Yitzchak, and there's a Lekei Yaakov. Everything was going well. And you had no reason to think it should be otherwise. The problem was, at a certain stage in time, Rachman and Litzlan, Klal Yisrael began to fall apart. And the Avodah, the Beis Midrash, was destroyed. We had most of the Avodah we have today is just remembering the Avodah had in the time of the Beis Midrash. Avodah fell apart. No Korbanos, no Beis Hamikdash, no Alil HaRegel. Torah also fell apart. The many, many people during generations who had no Shaychus with Torah, Amaratzim Shabbat Amaratzim, knew nothing about nothing. Look at today's generation, how many Jews there are in the world who know nothing about Yiddishkeit, absolutely nothing. They don't know what an Aleph looks like. They don't know how to make Kiddush. They don't know what Yom Kippur is all about. They know nothing about nothing. So there's no Torah and there's no Avodah. But says Bnei Yisoschot, B'choch Oismin, in the generation where the Klal Yisrael is coming towards the end, i.e. the end, the Chasima, the end of the world as we know it today before Mashiach comes, there's one thing that's going to remain, and that is Chesed. Is going to be a Lekei Avram. B'choch Oismin. In other words, it'll be a Lekei Avram, a Lekei Yisoch, a Lekei Yaakov, that'll be great. But Yochel Chesman Mekulam, maybe that the Chesima, the end of generations, it will be a Chesima with all three. You're going to remain with the Klal Yisrael who's big in Torah and Avodah and Chesed. The answer is no. It's going to be Chesed. And that is an incredible thing we see today. The IRS in America cannot believe, you know, you give you tax returns and you show them how much charity you give. They can't believe that people give that amount of charity. They can't believe it. Just doesn't make sense that a person who is earning X amount is giving 10% of his money to charity or more. It doesn't make sense. And I'm not talking about religious people. There's somebody who gives generously to the yeshiva. He is not a frum yid. Probably goes to shul on Shabbos and then watches a game afterwards. Probably. No. I asked, he's a tremendous philanthropist. I asked him, how much money? What percentage? He's a very, very easygoing guy. Come to his office, puts his legs on the table, and he's smoking and throws his cigarettes across to me, which obviously I don't smoke. But no, he's a very, very relaxed guy. For English person, that's very unusual. And yeah, I said to him, how much of your money do you set aside for charity? He said 80%. 80% of his charity, of his money he gives to charity. Right?
He'll never go poor.
He won't go poor.
No, I'm saying like me, like if he gives that much, you know, Hashem will always keep him on.
He will, and you know what? And he said, I said, where did he get this from? He said, what did God give me the money for? I should keep it. But, you know, I'm okay. I look after my kids, and he is okay. Kanai Nahara is doing very, very well, right? But that is somebody who is. There's no very little Torah there, very little Avodah there. I don't believe it comes from Shmona Esrei, and he thinks, you know, the Reb Chaim, the Brisker Rav, and what Oymid Lifnei HaMelech and Perish HaMilas. You know, I don't believe you go through that. But the Maisa the Chesed is still B'choch Chesed, means that Chesed remains. Reb Nosson Sherman, the author of Art Scroll, said a very, very strong point. He said that in the summer of 1989. Colonel Higgins was a Marine in Lebanon, okay, and tragically he was killed. And there was a group in Texas that started off a nationwide scholarship fund for Colonel Higgins' daughter. You know, they came along and said the man gave his life for the country. We've got to put a scholarship fund for his daughter. After 4 weeks, they hadn't even raised $3,000. A nationwide fund for the daughter of a Marine who was killed. They hadn't even raised $3,000. Rabbi Yisai, you know, I can make that banging after Marv on Bima in any shul in Ramat Beit Shemesh. Rabbi Yisai, Monis and Yisaimim, we got to make this money tonight. I can go around for a few hours. I can, from a few poor Yidden, I can make $3,000. What is this? B'chol Chais means the Jewish identity is always connected to philanthropy. That remains, may not have a lot of Torah and Avodah, but we do have the Chesed. We do have that element of Chesed. So says B'nai Yisoscha. So what you're saying over here is, of course there's Torah and Avodah Gmenes Chasadim, but the Chasima is going to be Avram Avinu. That is Peshat brought down in the B'nai Yisoscha. Rav Shimon Schwab says a different Peshat. Shimon Schwab says, there are two separate elements that makes us who we are. In other words, the avodah of a frum Jew is based on two elements. Number one, it is mesira; it is taking the past and developing the past and continuing the past that we have mesira. The yeshiva has a mesira, the minhagim, you know what this rab does. Every kehillah has its mesira. This is mesira. This continuation. Chodosh osim min ha-Torah. Some say if you say chodosh osim min ha-Torah, anything new is osim min ha-Torah. You know, we're very, very afraid of changes. Messiah, that's the way we do it. We've always been doing it this way. Da, 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 da. Yeah, there's Messiah. On the other hand, there's an element called individuality. Every single person has their own unique challenge. Every single person has their own unique Yetzirah. And they have their own unique personality that can create huge potential. Therefore, on one hand, there is a Messiah following what the previous generations did. And on the other hand, there is my own individuality that has nothing to do with the past. I've got to work on myself. Rav Shimon Schwab says, he's saying the Haggadah, "B'tchila oivdei avodah zarah mehoyah avisenu." Previously we were oivdei avodah zarah. "V'achshav kirvanu lahar Sinai." "V'achshav kirvanu l'avodosoi." Now HaKadosh Baruch Hu has brought us to his avodah. What do you mean now? It's 3,400 years ago was Har Sinai. Why are we saying now Hashem is bringing us to his avodah? The answer is, every single day is a new Kabbalah Satorah. Every single day we have a new Kabbalah that we have to fight with a new Yetzirah we get on that day. And it's nothing to do with Messiah. That is a new Torah we have to work on, to work and educate ourselves in a way that is ultimately going to bring Kavod Shemayim in the world. That says there's two things. There's number one is Messiah, and the second thing, there is new individuality within the person itself. On one hand, there's a Lekei Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. There's Mesira. That's Mesira. There's a Lekei Avram, a Lekei Yitzchak, and a Lekei Yaakov is Mesira. That's one part of Klal Yisrael. And the other part of Klal Yisrael is the idea of Mogen Avram, a man standing himself, an Ivri. Avram Avinu was a Ger. He was a revolutionist. He was a man working himself. Says Rav Shimon Schwab, on both parts of this bracha we bow. At the beginning of Shemona Esrei, beautiful. On the beginning of Shemona Esrei, when he's talking about Mesira, we bow. Baruch Atah Hashem Lekeinu V'Lekei Aviseinu. We bow to Mesira. We say Mesira is something so powerful. It's something so important. I bow myself to the Mesira. I bow myself to whatever the Mesira says. I bow to that. And at the end of the bracha, Baruch Atah Hashem Mogen Avram, I bow to a new identity. I bow to the fact that I have to leave the Messiah. Don't work like a robot, whatever happened last generation. I've got to work on myself. There's a new identity called Baruch Atah Hashem Mogen Avram. And therefore, the reason why I don't say Baruch Atah Hashem Mogen Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov is to emphasize that part of the avodah of a Jew is a Mogen Avram. It's the fact that you are by yourself. You're Avram Avinu. That you have your own identity, you have your own challenges, and you have your own responsibility. Those are the two separate things of Lekei Avram Lekei Yaakov and the identity of Lekei Avram. Individuality is so important within Yiddishkeit. Mesorah is so important. I just want to give you a couple of ideas of how important individuality is within Yiddishkeit. In last week's parasha, it talks about the end of Parshas Noach. The pasuk says, "Vayomos Horon al pnei terach oviv, be'eretz meladatoi be'or kastim." Horon died al pnei terach oviv be'eretz meladatoi in or kastim. This is in Perik Yud Aleph pasuk Chof Ches. Says Rashi, brings a Medrash Agoda. Yesh oimrim sh'al yodo al yedei aviv meis. Not pshat he died while his father was alive, but because of his father he died. Shekibel Terach al Avram benoi lifnei Nimrod. Terach ultimately was a very strong, staunch supporter of Avodah Zarah. He made a business. He manufactured Avodah Zarah. Yeah. When he asked him how his business, he'd say, "Thank God." And he was a person who, you know, yeah, he was somebody who really worked hard. That was his whole job. He came home one day, we all know the story, and he finds that his Avram Avinu has smashed all the Avodah Zarah. And he said, "Who did it?" And he put a big stick into the hand of a big grumpy looking Avodah Zarah. You know, and he said, "Who did it?" He said, "He did it." He said, "Oh, come on, don't be so stupid. How can you do it? You know, you must have done it." He said, "No, honestly, he did it." So he hasn't got any arms, and nine hembla euros, and nine on Yishmu. So he said, "How can he help you either?" And he took him, as any responsible father would do, took him to evil King Nimrod. Right? And he put him into the fire. Right? What happened there? So it says, "For Horon, Yoshe, Va'oime, Beliboy," Horon was standing, saying to his heart, "Im Avram Nitzayach, Onemushaloi." If Avram wins and he gets out of this alive, I'm one of his. Now, I'm Avram's supporter. "Vim Nimrod Nitzayach, Onemushaloi." You know, you get some people who haven't really decided what football team to be part of, right? So they come to a game. Whoever wins the game, I'm their supporter. An idealist, right? So, and on Nimrod Nitzach, if Nimrod wins, Ani Mishloi, I'm part of his. Because Nitzel Avram, and when Avram was saved, Omru Loila Horon, so he said to Horon, okay now, Mishal Miato, which side are you on? Omru Lehem Horon, Mishal Avram Ani, I'm part of Avram. Hishlichu Lekibshon Ha'esh, he threw into the Kibshon Ha'esh, then Nisraf, and he got burnt to death. V'zehu Urkastin, that's Urkastin. He got burnt to death in Urkastin. Asked the Bali Musa, why did Horon die? He was Moisa Nefesh. He joined Avram Avinu. He's willing to die for the sake of the reality, of Kovod Hashem. Why did he die? The answer is, somebody who stands on the side and says, you know what? Whatever happens to this person, I will follow him. Or what happens to that person, I'll follow him, is not an idealist. An idealist, nisim do not happen to them. May it be the Maila, may it be the Kiddush Hashem, who knows? But nisim do not happen to people. Nothing outstanding happens to people not outstanding. That's Horon. The Maharal goes one stage further and he says, the store of Cain and Hevel. What happened? Cain brought a korban, Hevel brought a korban. Cain's korban was not mukubal, was not accepted, Hevel's korban was. Asks the Maharal, why wasn't Hevel's korban, why wasn't Hevel saved by the fact that he brought a korban? He brought a korban, the gvaldik schus. How was it possible that the schus of bringing a korban did not save him from Cain killing him? Answers the Maharal, because the pasuk says, the Hevel gamhu, also he brought a korban. It was copying the avodah of Cain. It was a fantastic thing he did. It was a reich nicheach. Hashem liked the korban, but you know what? It wasn't your own idea. And if you're not outstanding, nothing outstanding is going to happen to you. On one hand is mesira. On the other hand, you've got to be yourself. You've got to be your own man. You've got to be a Mogen Avraham. That is, Rav Schwab says in the Sefer Mayan, Mayan Haish, what's it called? What's it called, that Sefer? Excuse me. I think it's mine something, are you sure? Mine base Hasha'iva. Rav Shimon in his one on Tefillah, it's a slightly different, and this is a very, very, very powerful.
When you're not standing in individuals, he wasn't, they're both Haran and, well, they weren't both individuals.
They were copying.
Individuality, and therefore, no individuality.
Exactly. Individuality, if you're individual and you actually come up with your own ideas, you get special status of Shemaya. If you follow, there's a fantastic thing of following Mesorah, yeah. But at a certain stage you've got to be your own man. It's got to be Mogen Avraham, and that's why you have the Chassim at the end, only Mogen Avraham. Rav Schwab says further, and he says certain people have the Maila of having a Lekei Avraham and a Lekei Yitzchok with a Lekei Yaakov. They're born what you call, for lack of a better word, FFBs, from births, right? They like, they have the father who's a grace of choshev yid, and the grandfather grace of choshev yid, and they come from this yichus and that yichus and this yichus and I'm unbelievable, and tati bells and mommy bells and yichus all the way, and imamish and fantastic, you name it, unbelievable, right? So they have Baruch Hashem, they have Mesira, Avram, and you know what? You bow to these people and you say, wow, what a fantastic community the FFB community is. Fantastic. But on the other hand, you have sometimes a community where you don't have the Mesorah. The father isn't that great. The grandfather isn't a big Talmud Chacham. The great-grandfather wasn't a big Yirei Shemayim. And you know what? They're Avram Avinu's. Says Apostle, you know what? We bow to these people too. Baruch Atah Hashem, Mogen Avram. Those people who can ultimately stand up against society, they can make the difference and say, you know what? I don't care how I was born, but I had the choice to become my own man. They're Avram Avinu. We bow to these people too. Baruch Atah Hashem, Mogen Avram. HaKadosh Baruch Hu protects. Rabbi, so listen to this very carefully. I think he'll say the bracha differently in the future. Rav Schwab says that a person who's a Baal Tshuva, a person who's a Ger, a person who made his own choices, it's extremely difficult to continue with them. It's extremely difficult to stand up against world opinion. But Hashem gives a special Siyat Ishmael. He's Mogein Avram. He protects those people of Avram Avinu. He gives them a special Shmira. He gives them a special... he guards them in a way that nobody else has yet Siyat Ishmael. So there's two parts. You can't diss the FFB community, the bunch of robots. No, we bow to these people. On the other hand, the guys are Baal Tshuva. Chas v'shalom, we bow to these people. And therefore that's why we have two parts of Shmoneh Esrei. Elikei Avram, the case of Elikei Yaakov, and Mogen Avram. Rav Shimon Shkop goes one stage further. And Rav Shimon Shkop said, before the First World War, you have to understand, the communism, socialism, Zionism, you name it, all the isms was ripping apart the yeshiva world. Ripping apart the yeshiva world. You talk about the yeshivas before the war. You know how many people learned in yeshivas before the war? In the whole of Europe, you know how many people learned in the yeshivas?
100.
What's that? Maybe 1,000. Maybe. Big yeshivas. Telz, Sabotka, Mir, all the big Ponyvich. Nothing. Not that Sonasi Yeshiva Bocha had. Reb Motcha Gifter talks about it. I said this a few times in Shir. Reb Motcha Gifter said he was learning in Telz, and he went back home, and they were giving in a shul that he went to visit with his uncle. They gave a hesped on Chaim Bialik. Yeah, Bialik was a Volozhiner, was a Volozhiner Bocha, and a Volozhiner. He learned a Volozhiner, and he went off to Derech, and he became a poet, a secular poet who went completely off. Very, very famous Chaim something Bialik was the name. Anyway, and he became and the rabbi of the shul stood up and he said, on the week that Bialik died, Yeshayahu Hanavi, get off your chair, Olam Habo, and let Chaim Bialik, the real poet, sit down on it. And Reb Motcha Gifter stood up and he said, what? What a chutzpah, a rasha like Chaim Bialik? How can you dare say something like Yeshayahu Hanavi? In the middle of shul. Motcha Gifter, you see how he mellowed, right? And he ran out. He ran out of shul. The next day, his uncle said, you better leave out the back door. There's a whole group of people coming with pickaxes, coming to kill you, because he dare speak against Bialik. He had to run out the back door and escape. So this was a yeshiva. That's what yeshiva looked like in those times. They called him a yeshiva bok. Yeshiva bok. A bok in Yiddish means with an animal, a cow. Not a yeshiva bok, a yeshiva bok. Learning yeshiva is a bok, right? It wasn't anything. The whole thing was falling apart. So Rav Shimon Shkop, what's going to be? What's going to be? The whole place is falling apart with reform and you name it. Terrible. What's going to happen? So he says, one would imagine, Elekei Avram, Elekei Yitzchak, Elekei Yaakov, that this Mesorah of Klal Yisrael, this rich Mesorah, will continue from generation to generation to generation until Mashiach comes. But he says, we don't see it. And everything's falling apart. What's going to be? Says Apostle B'choch Oismin, you should just know, says Rav Shimon, there's going to be a generation of Balei Tshuva. There's going to be a generation of people who don't have Elekei Avram, Elekei Yitzchak, Elekei Yaakov. They're going to be a generation of Avram Avinu's, and to these Avram Avinu's, the Chasima, Mashiach, is going to come through their Zchus. This was unbelievable. This is before the whole Kirov thing kicked in. Right? That's what he says. B'choch Oismin, you can have Elekei Avram, Elekei Yitzchak, Elekei Yaakov. You have big Mesorah. That's lovely. But the Chasima of Golos are going to come through a generation of Balei Tshuva. So this is the idea of this pasuk of Kiruv. I want to move on though. The Ksav Sefer says, if you look in Perek Gimel, Pasuk Aleph, the Pasuk says, Vayal Avram Mitzrayim hu ve'ishtoi chala shaloi v'loit imoi hanegbo. Avram Avinu went, took everything with him, his loit, his wife, his tremendous wealth. But Avram kovid ma'oi b'mikna b'kesev azov. Avinu was extremely wealthy with kesev mikna azov. He's very, very wealthy. And the Pasuk carries on, and later on the Pasuk says, Vayelech l'masov, and he went along his travels. Menegav al beis el al mokem asher hoyah shama ol mitchilah bein beis el beis. Oh, exactly where his location was. Al mokem amizbeach asher also sham barushayno. He made to the mizbeach that it was originally. Vayikra sham Avram b'shem Hashem, and Avram went b'shem Hashem. So the pasuk says over here, asher hoyah sham oholi b'tchilah. Wherever his oil was b'tchilah, that's where he went back. Says Rashi, asher hoyah sham barush. Vayelech l'masov, k'shechozom m'mitzrayim eretz Kanaan, when he went back from Eretz Yisrael to Eretz Kanaan, hoyoheilech v'lon ba'achsanius shalom behem b'halichosoy l'mitzrayim. He stayed in the same hotels that he left when he went on his way to Mitzrayim. Lamedcha derech eretz, it shows us derech eretz, shleishana odom achsanius shaloy. A person should not change from the place he stayed with beforehand. Okay? That's Peshat. What's Peshat? So he patronized those hotels that he kept all over. What's the idea behind it? It says Ksav Sefer, very, very nice. He said, Avram Avinu, when he left to go to Mitzrayim, he was a pauper. Had very little. So he stayed in a hotel. When he came back from Mitzrayim, he was Kovid Ma'id. Ma'id, every time he says Ma'id in Torah, is beyond our imagination. He was a multi-millionaire. He was walking through town with tremendous wealth. Tremendous wealth. So he said, what happens usually when a person goes up in the world, as it were, in financially. You know, a student when he's backpacking across Europe, yeah, he stays in different hotels than he stays when he's graduated business school and he's a top executive. He doesn't stay in the same little rat-infested little corners there. He goes and stays up, he upgrades, you know, to the residential suite. Says Ksav Sefer, Avram Avinu, when he went to Mitzrayim, was a pauper. When he came out from Mitzrayim back to Eretz Canaan, he was a multimillionaire. He stayed in the same hotels. It meant nothing to him, Gashmius. He didn't have to show his greatness in Moisrus with extra. If it was okay for me then, it's okay for me now. That's fine, I don't need it. Yeah, he stayed in exactly the same locations. He didn't use his money for his own purposes. However, carries on Ksav Sefer, he asks, why does it say, El mokim hamizbech asher osav shom rishon. He made a mizbech in the same place. Vayikra shom Avram b'shem Hashem. And Avram called out there b'shem Hashem. Okay, he said vayikra shom in those places. Avram said b'shem Hashem. Look early on in the parasha, it says Avram Avinu is going around on his circuit of lecturing. It says, Vayivin Shom Izbeach, and Perik Yud Beis Pasuk Zayin, Vayivin Shom Izbeach LaHashem Hanira Elov. It doesn't say Vayivin Shom Izbeach Avram LaHashem. Here it says Vayivin Shom Izbeach Vayikra Shem Avram Hashem Hashem. There it just says, next Pasuk, Vayikra B'Shem Hashem, and he called B'Shem Hashem. That's the Avram B'Shem Hashem. What's the difference? So he says there's a very, very good vault. It's very, very, very deep. So one has to know how to use this vault in the correct way, but I believe it's a key in Kirov as well. To know wealth, Avram Avinu made no difference to him. He stayed in the same place as he stayed beforehand. Upgrading, downgrading meant nothing to him. He didn't use any wealth for himself. However, wealth creates influence. If a little avreich trundles into town, you know, with his old Chevy, you know, with the exhaust pipe dangling along, and he wants to give a drosha somewhere. So he'll pull in a few old age pensioners, you know, a couple of hippies, idealistic hippies. But he's not going to make it. You know, he's not going to make it to Carnegie Hall. I mean, he's not going to fill up a hall. Who is he? So Avram Avinu went along, as an idealist, gave a few droshes here, gave a few droshes there. People came, people didn't come. Didn't mean very much. Avram Avinu, a few months later, however long it was, maybe a few years later, went back to the same places, and here he came back in a stretch limo. Here he came back, Koved Ma'oi, the Kesev Azor. Here he came back with wealth. Wow, he comes into town, there's 10,000 sheep here. 10,000 sheep is coming in with a stretch limo. And people want to hear straight, wow, did you see the guy's car? You should see a double exhaust pipe, you know, with state of the art. Wow, who is this guy? You never heard of this? He's Avram the Superstar. Avram the Superstar, wow. You know, in fact, he's actually giving a drasha somewhere. He's giving a speech. Whoa, I want to see this speech. This great rich guy. And he packed up the halls. And he filled the halls. Says the Pasuk, the first time, Vayikra B'Shem Hashem. He called B'Shem Hashem. Who was Avram? Make the difference who was Avram. It wouldn't make any difference anyway. He called B'Shem Hashem. Later on, says the Ksav Sofer, Vayikra Avram B'Shem Hashem. Avram was this well-known guy. This well-known personality, this wealthy man coming in. He called B'Shem Hashem in all those places where people previously ignored him. Why? Beforehand, people remembered way back, yeah, he had nothing. Today he's wealthy. Look at him. Look how successful he is. Because success attracts people's interest. Sometimes in Kiruv, you know, there's an Indian not to show off with children, with success in marriage, with success in family, with success in your lifestyle, in the way you're running your life. Sometimes, you know, you keep a low profile amongst people, you know, not to make an eye on horror. But at certain stages in life, when you can influence people, when you go with your family, and you're the only front family amongst 15 other families in a wedding, and your children are beautifully dressed, and they're beautifully behaved, and who are these kids? You know, look at this, what a beautiful family, unbelievable. It attracts success. And that, says Ksav Sofer, is why Avraham Avinu did it. For himself meant nothing, but to travel through town and stretch him and to get more people to the Kiruv, he'll do that too. That's shout over here in this pasuk. I said about a few years ago, and I'll just say it over again, there's a very, very great difference between the end of last week's parasha and the beginning of this week's parasha. The end of last week's parasha says as follows: Vayikach Terach Perikud Aleph Pasul Lamed Aleph, and we'll stop here. Vayikach Terach is Avram Benoi. Terach took Avram his son, Vesloit Ben Horon, and Loit his other son, Ben Benoi, Vesorai Kolosoi, Eshes Avram Benoi, Vayetzu Itzum Ukastim, they went from Ukastim, Leleches Arutzu Kanaan, to go to Eretz Kanaan, Vayevoyu Ad Horon, Vayeshu Shom. They went to want to go to Eretz Kanaan, they went to Horon, and they remained there. Did they make it to Eretz Kanaan? Absolutely not. Next pasuk, the next few pasukim later. Vayelech Avram, Vayikach Avram, Esorai Ishtoi, took Esorai, Vesloi Ben Ochi, da 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 da. Vayetzu Leches Arutz Kanaan, they went out to Arutz Kanaan, Vayevoyu Arutz Kanaan, and they arrived in Eretz Kanaan. The difference between a tzaddik and a rasha is somebody who makes it to the end of the journey. A rasha falls away somewhere down the line. He starts off with ideals, and he wants to change his life. He wants to turn his life around. He wants to be great. He wants to become frum. He wants to learn shas. And he starts. You know, a person starts dafayomi. Starts dafayomi brachos. Oh, brachos are very geschmack. And you know, levagalata. Bo Shabbos bo manucha. Shabbos comes along. Oh, bo manucha. And erevin schusatchum. And that's it. How many people begin dafayomi? They buy gemara brachos. Yeah, and the first few pages he has the finger marks, and then boom, you know, it doesn't work out one day, and there's a chas another day, and you're traveling the next day, and really three daf behind. You know what? I'll start in 7.5 years' time again. I'll see you hopefully next time. People to finish off, to continue, vayelech alzakanam, vayvoy alzakanam, to begin a journey and to end a journey, and to be focused on what has to be done. That's gadlus. That's greatness. And there's one way to do it. The way to do it is, Rabbi Yisai, is lech lechom alzakanam the beis avichal oisav shereko. The pasuk says, "Vayelech Avram, vayikach Avram is Sarai Ishtoi." He took his family with him. He built a society around him. V'sleip ben Ochiv. You can't do things yourself. Get yourself family. Build yourself a support system. Asherach v'esanepesh v'eskoruchushim asherachoshu. Build yourself. Invest in what you're doing. If you want to learn the Gemara brachas, don't use yeshiva Gemara brachas. Invest. Take your rechush with you. Invest in your growth. Buy a Gemara. Remember when I was teaching in Discovery in Eshel Torah. One of the rules was, do not allow anybody in unless they pay. So I was very surprised. You get people who ultimately, you know, their 30 shekel that they pay, however much it was, is not going to make or break the yeshiva. The yeshiva then was, I think, $7-8 million in debt, right? We hadn't been paid for goodness knows how long, right? So what's the 30 shekel make a difference? Big deal! Big deal! What's it going to do? right? No, do not let anybody in. And we're talking about kirub. This is not a way of business management. This is changing people's lives in Torah. What is ideal? Not to allow a person to don't pay. Atke de kach. One guy came along there, and he didn't have money. So he said, "I'm sorry, you can't come in." So what time does the lecture start? 9:30. It's about 9:20. He says, "I don't have money. I can pay." "No, sorry, you got to pay." He said, "No problem." He said, "Can I put my bags down?" "Yeah, you can put your bags down." Puts his bags down. He takes his guitar out of his case. "So I'll be back in a few minutes." He goes to the square in the old city, and he starts strumming away, jamming away. After about 5 minutes, he comes back with a 30-second and bought his way in. So this guy today is, Baruch Hashem, he's a married Avreich. Yeah, but that's how he started. What's the idea? You have to invest. If you invest, if you've paid for something, you have to feel you're getting quality for your money. I've got to listen now. I've invested in this. And I've invested in this. I've got to pay for this. I pay for this. I want to make sure I get my money's worth. If it's free, okay, it's free. So I don't really need to listen. You've got to pay for it. You want to get your money's worth. That's Peshat over here. All my wealth, I'm investing in my journey. And if I invest in my journey, that is going to bring success. We shall all be able to start off with tremendous journeys, and we should arrive at our journeys, we should arrive at the destination our Kodesh Baruch Hu wants. We should appreciate Elokei Avraham, Elokei Yitzchak, Elokei Yaakov, know there's a Nesorah behind us, but ultimately, there's me at the end of the day. I've got to deal with what I have to deal with myself. I'm an individual, I'm Morgan Avraham. Of course, there's two groups. There's groups of Elokei Avraham, Elokei Yitzchak, Elokei Yaakov, Nicks, the FFBs. Don't diss them. We bow to them. But there's also, we bow to Morgan Avraham, to those people who have done the journey themselves, who have absolutely bowed themselves as Morgan Avraham. Of course, Klal Yisrael always had, Baruch Hashem, Torah Avodah Gemilas Chasadim. But there's a stage where Klal Yisrael Nebuch is falling apart. But Lemaisa, we have Chesed today. It's remained a Jewish value. I told you once, in Gateshead there was a church hall. Exact details. They were struck by lightning, and the roof fell in, and they made a national appeal around Gateshead area to rebuild this church hall. Exactly details. It was a social hall. Maybe it wasn't a church hall. It was a social hall or something. A social. I don't think it was a church hall. A social hall, a bingo hall. I don't know exactly what happened. So they made an appeal, and the rabbi at the time said the Jews should also give some money for it, right? Because, you know, to show that only the goyim give, not Jews. It's Darkei Shalom we should give it. The Jews gave a little bit. How much did they give? They gave a lot more than any of the goyim gave. It was so they said, okay, you know, Yetzer, you know, die, don't bring anything else. We've shown the point. It was like, to get £5 out of the pocket, no big deal, you know. But there's a Jewish concept of giving which people have no idea. The British Queen gave last year, I don't know exactly the amount, it was a few £100. That was her charity, you know, her own personal charity. She has different charity funds, which has a name. She's a patron of various funds, but she herself gave charity. It's like, you know, you get people who are schnorrers, people who are not, who never have reichim. I'll tell you a story. I was in the mirror once, long time ago. Finish off with the story. Then it's very, very moving, and there was a particular man, a tremendous masmid. He would learn until a few hours before Shabbos in the winter. He'd always been a Beis Medrash. He had a large family. Nebuch, a youngish man, he can't be more than 45. One day he was travelling home, I think it was on the Friday, and he collapsed on the bus. Taken to hospital, the time he came to hospital, he had died. It was Nifta. Sunday morning, we're all sitting around, all learning what the mirror looked like in those days. Didn't have five or six buildings, there was one building cramped. You can't imagine how cramped it was, and there was no air conditioning then. They just put air conditioning in certain parts. Unbelievable what's going on. It was cramped. Rabbi Yitzchak Yizrachi, one of the Rosh Hashivas, banged out the beamer downstairs. There's going to be a meeting downstairs in the dining room.
During Seder?
During Seder. He said, you should know from the history of the mirror, we can count on one hand how many times Seder has been disturbed for a very important point. But this, Rabbi Yisai, is the Gemara says, if Echom Menach Merusha Mesef, one of the Bnei Chabura died, Yidagu Kol Chabura, the whole Chabura should be worried. We're stopping Seder, everyone please come down, we have a meeting. all clothes of Gemaras all crammed in the bed. What's going to be? Mashiach's coming. You know, what's gonna... He said, Rabbi Isai, there is this family who have many children. The father died. These poor children do not have a father at the table. These children have no way to support themselves. The wife has no way to support herself. I am tonight going to give a shiva visit to this family. And I want to be able to tell them that I know we can never bring back your husband, but there's one thing we can do for you, and that is to take away the oil of Parnassa, to take away the day-to-day struggle of Parnassa. I want people here to sign a Horat Keva, a standing order for 1,000 shekel for the year. No, it was $1,000. It was $1,000 over the year. $1,000 over the year. $1,000. Yeah, in 10 installments. That night, he came to the family with $700,000. $700,000. Rabbi Isai, this wasn't in Clifford Chant, and it wasn't in Credit Suisse, or this was in the Mir Yeshiva. You know, guys coming there with a half. Their shoes with no heels on their shoes, and you know, and then the glasses which looked old fashioned 1960, and these are the kind of people who are coming. I had a chavrusa who didn't have a penny to his name. He lived like an Oni Murud. You can't imagine how poor he was. He had signed up as well. I said to him, Berla, how on earth did you sign up? How did you sign? How can you do such a thing? Where do you get the money from? He said, I worked out how much it costs every Shabbos. We have treats, I buy little treats, I buy soda for the kids, we buy cake. Okay? We worked out how much it costs. He said, what I'm going to tell my kids is that we, Baruch Hashem, have an Abba. It comes almost 100 shekel a week with all the bits and pieces for Shabbos. Right? That's almost, it's 80 shekel, it was 3 shekel, 80 shekel a week. So that is $100 a month. He said, I'm going to tell my kids, you know, kids, there's no cake, there's no soda, there's no, none of that, there's no popcorn, but we have a daddy at the table. These people don't. So for the next year, we're not going to have this stuff.
Don't you get your money and Shabbos back?
You just have to have money.
Okay,
that's
a good investment. Okay? This Rabbi Isai is a Lekei Avraham. And this happens even to the Chilonim. Even to those people who don't have the values of Torah and Avodah, that applies to them as well. Ashreinu Matov Chokeinu. Avraham Avinu started off a religion that we can be proud of. A religion that we've got to go out and scream in the streets. That is a Lakim, be a Kiddush Hashem, and Be'ez Hashem, following the ways of Avraham Avinu, somebody who perpetuated the word of Torah, the Kedusha of Tahara. Mm-hmm.